Cool. Okay. Thank you for coming along for the last session of your Ignite conference, and I hope you've had an absolutely amazing conference experience so far. So my manager for Microsoft. Talk to some of the amazing innovation that we're seeing from our OEM partners. So today, I'm not going to spend much time on this because I know you guys know this, but mobility is a massive trend that's driving a huge amount of transformation in our sector. And what we're going to look at today is how that trend has influenced the devices that are coming out, you know, how the hardware has really adapted to this change in the way that we're working. So we know that at least most of us spend a portion of our time out of the office, 80% of us, in fact. And we're coming into workspaces where there's hot desks, where there's huddle scenarios. We're going home, we're working from home, and we need devices that can kind of keep up with that. And so a lot of the devices coming out, and a lot of the devices we'll look at today, are in the two-in-one segment. And there's been huge growth in this segment, and it's just continuing to grow. So IDC has estimated that the two-in-one will grow 85% this year again. So that's 15 million units shipped worldwide this year alone. So it's a huge opportunity. I mean, it's a huge opportunity if you're a hardware reseller. It's an awesome opportunity if you're looking to kit out your business with new devices that are going to enable your employees really to work flexibly. So really, really exciting. So then, you know, you take a look at this huge variety of devices we have available, and you say, how am I going to choose a device that's right for me? And there's many different form factors that can influence that. That could be price, that could be form factor, that could be processing power. If you're an app developer, maybe you need something with a bit of grunt. So we're going to take a look at a few, and let me know what you think after, and we can go through them together. So the first one we are going to look at is the Lenovo Yoga 3 Pro. This is one of my favorite devices in the market today. I mean, I've started with this one because it kind of sets a new precedence for what an Ultrabook looks like, what an Ultrabook feels like. It really is a really high standard of device. So you'll notice it is a 13.3-inch touchscreen device, and a lot of the devices we look at today are going to be 13.3-inch. It's a sweet spot at the moment in the marketplace. But it is incredibly thin and light. So when you shut the device, it's less than 13 millimeters thin. It's 1.2, just under 1.2 kilos. So it's incredibly portable, easy to take with you, you know, from the office back to home and anything like that. This computer here is that this hinge is so incredibly cool. So Lenovo based this hinge design off a watch. They actually took inspiration from a watch. So it's called the Watch Hinge, and it actually allows the device to stretch all the way around. So it's made out of 813 individual pieces of aluminium and steel, which make it incredibly strong and sturdy and allow you to use the device in a huge variety of ways. So obviously you can see here I've got it in kind of a tablet mode or a pad mode. And this means with touch-enabled input that I can just sit here and, you know, I can play a game, I can do anything I would. That's precedent with touch. And another way I can use it is actually as a tent. So tent mode would be just like this. I mean, I use it a lot if I'm at home, I have my device sitting on my knees, and again, I'm optimized for touch. Another way to use this device is called stand mode. So that's when you have your device sitting flat on your desktop, perhaps you're presenting to a customer, maybe you're talking to your boss and you're pitching an idea. So it's an awesome way to have, you know, your PowerPoint slides, your Excel sheet up here in touch, all good to go. So an incredibly beautiful, beautiful design. And it's definitely one of my favorites at the moment. Cool. Where did I put my clicker? Here. The next one that we're going to look at is the Acer Aspire S7. That is this beauty here. So this really is, like the last version, it's a premium notebook. So it really is a sleek and beautiful device. Again, a 13.3-inch touchscreen, and round about the same weight, a little bit heavier than the Lenovo we just looked at. So this comes in about 1.3 kilos, and same thickness, so still under 13 millimeters. And the fact that we can get devices this thin, and this lightweight and this portable now is just so insanely cool. It's one of my favorite things about the Acer is that it's got a Gorilla Glass layer on the screen, and it also has Gorilla Glass laid over top. So this means it's scratch resistant, it's really, really durable, and it's going to last you a really long time. The other cool thing about this device is it's got what's called a dual torque hinge. You see, I'm really passionate about hinges. I really like hinges in the device. It's something that sounds so simple that when you push your touchscreen, it's not going to move. So there's an element of resistance in there. But to have that built in with a screen that still moves really flexibly is actually incredibly complex. So that's a dual torque hinge. So when you touch the device, it's going to be quite resistant to movement, which you would expect from a touch device, but then still move really easily when you need to open and close it. So that's the next one. Next up, we have Surface. So this is my baby, but of course I show no favoritism. And so this is Surface 3. This is the newest device in the Surface family that we have to market. And you'll notice it's a little bit smaller than the last couple of ones that we've looked at. So this is a 10.8-inch touchscreen. So if you're looking at the device like this, it's a tablet, right? It looks like a tablet, feels like a tablet. It weighs 622 grams, so it's incredibly light. It's under 9 millimeters thin, so incredibly thin. But it actually is a fully functional PC. So you've got your kickstand that's built right into the device, so you don't, you know, if you don't need it, it's gone. And it moves into three different positions, so you can have it optimized for whatever viewing angle you're at. You pair this with a click and keyboard, which is really, really strong, and you've got pretty much a fully functional PC. It runs a full version of Windows 10 Core now, so it ships with Windows 10. And unlike its predecessor, it is a full version of the OS. So it's a really, really fully functional PC with USB port as well. One of my absolute favorite things about Surface is the Surface Pen. This is just, like, this blows my mind. This is an insane piece of tech. So this pen is powered by Intrig technology. It has 256 layers of pressure sensitivity. So when you're writing on the device, if you're pushing harder on the device, it will come out harder. And if you push lightly, you know, if your brush strokes when you're in paint, you know, it'll be a lot lighter on the device. So incredibly responsive. The other cool thing is that it's got palm blocking technology. So if you're resting your hand on that screen, all it's going to pick up is just the nib of the pen. And, you know, I thought it's an incredibly intuitive way to write, right? You're sitting there and you rest your palm on your screen. But the number of you that have come up to the Microsoft stand down here, this conference, and picked up the pen and gone like this. And I'm like, you can put your hand on it. And they're like, oh my God, wow. You know, it's really natural, but it's amazing technology. So when you pair, you know, insane pressure sensitivity and also that palm blocking technology with a screen that's in a 3:2 aspect ratio in portrait mode, you know, you've got a really nice natural writing experience. So the Surface is a kind of device that can replace your tablet, replace your laptop, and at the same time replace your traditional notepad, which I'm sure a lot of us still carry. Cool. So the next device is the Acer. Where are you? This is the Acer Aspire 13. And now I've already talked about an Acer, so I wasn't going to talk about another one. But this one is quite different to a lot that's on the market at the moment. So it looks like your traditional clamshell device. And it kind of feels like one too. It's a little bit heavier. It's just under 18 millimeters. It's 1.5 kilos. But it actually has what's called an easel aero hinge, which means you can move it into, you know, six different modes. So you obviously have that mode there, which is your traditional laptop mode. You can pull the screen up and you have what's called our easel mode. So it's kind of when you start using something like this that you realize the different ways in which you use it. When I first saw it, I was like, I'm not going to use that because, like, who would ever stick their screen up like that? But it's actually very, very useful. So I present a lot. Obviously, I talk a lot, as you can probably tell. And if I've got my computer sitting in front of me, just to pull it up and have that little bit closer to me at a better viewing angle, optimized for touch, is just really convenient. The next way to use that is to pull the screen right down, and then you have what's called stand mode. So again, if you just need that keyboard out of the way, say you're at home, you know, you're done with work, you've done all your typing and you want to play a game that's touch, you can pull that screen right down and you can do that way. The next mode is obviously your tablet mode or your pad mode, and that's when you fold the screen right back. And the cool thing about that is it does actually sit, you know, right back into the frame of the device. So you're not going to have it catching on anything. It sits right back like that. And with the Acer Active Pen, you do have pen input as well. So when you're out and about, you know, and you need to take some notes, it's a great way to do this in what kind of feels like a clipboard. So it's quite natural, quite easy to use, a really, really cool way to use it there as well. The next mode is obviously very similar to what we saw with the Lenovo, so having it sit there in kind of a presentation style, and then having your keyboard flipped the other way if you're going through a PowerPoint or something like that. Yes, and then of course, obviously your traditional. So that's that one there. The next one we're going to look at is a Panasonic Toughpad. This thing does not break. Like, honestly, I've been testing it out. I was like, should I throw it on stage? Like, what if it actually did break? But I've thrown it so many times, and it just will not break. So these things are built to withstand extreme conditions, like insane cold, extreme heat, extreme sunlight, rain, like you name it, this guy can do it. And it's an incredibly cool piece of tech. So it's 10.1 inches, the screen, and so it is a little bit smaller. It's the smallest device we've looked at today. But these are designed for the mobile worker. You're not going to use one of these if you're sitting at your desk, you know? So that's kind of all the screen real estate that you would need. The cool thing is, it's a full version of Windows, right? So I think to the kind of scenarios where we sell them these devices in, and it's a lot in construction, you know, it's to companies like BP, that kind of thing. And before, you would think what people would do, you know, you might send a construction worker out into the field, they're taking a lot of notes on their pen and paper, they have to come back to the office at the end of the day, sit there, type up all their notes, you know, and send it off to someone. And if you think about that, it's extreme inefficiency, right? So imagine having one of these, and a lot of companies still work that way, but imagine having one of these and just being able to do it while you're out, on the go, input all the data, and then you don't have to worry about it. And so incredibly cool piece of tech, very, very rugged. If you come down to the stand, throw it round. We won't get angry at you. Cool, so the next one is a Tosh, Toshiba Portage Z20T. So that's this device here. And this is a little bit smaller than your standard kind of 13.3 inch screen. It's actually 12.5 inches. And it is a 2-in-1. So again, looks like a laptop. And looks very much like a traditional kind of clamshell. But if you pop it down and press the unlock button, it pops off into your tablet mode. So, I mean, I love this computer because it's a very, very productive device. This on its own has got 9 hours battery life. When you pair that with the base, which is almost like a dock in itself, you've got 17 hours of total battery life. So you really don't need to take a massive charger power pack with you, you know. This is 17 hours, up to 17 hours, which is pretty awesome. The other reason why I love this one is because of how many ports it has. So it's got direct Ethernet, it's got a two USB ports, it's got HDMI, it's got an RGB for video connection, and then on the tablet end, you've got your headphone jack, you've got micro USB, you've got a micro SD slot, so just everything you need in kind of one really good, really like sturdy, solid, good device. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, it does have 4G as well. So this is one of the few 4G certified devices. And that's an incredible, like a massive point. So, God, I almost missed it. This is your 4G device. So if you have your mobile worker that needs to get a lot done and needs connectivity on the go, this is the device for you. Cool. Next one is the Dell XPS 13. This is probably my favorite. I know I shouldn't say that, but it's just such a beautiful laptop. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the cool thing about this is that you look at it and go, oh, okay, it's a lot smaller than some of the other ones we've looked at, and I need a larger screen. I'm doing some power using, I need a bigger screen. It actually is a 13.3 inch screen. It's just sitting in an 11 inch form factor. So it looks like an 11 inch notebook, but the bezel on the exterior is incredibly small, And so the screen stretches right out, really high resolution, 1080p display, and it's just so crisp. It looks really, really modern with that small bezel. The other thing I love is that, you know, you've got your aluminium chassis, so nice and strong. The inside is made of a carbon fiber. So it's just as strong as aluminium and just as durable, but it's a lot cooler to touch. So it's not going to heat up, you know, and it's going to be a really, really stable device. This device as well lasts for 11 hours and 17 minutes, 23 seconds. And so again, you've got a device with really long-lasting battery life, and so really easy to take with you. If you're at your desk doing a lot of work and you've got some meetings, you know, you don't need to worry about that charger. Cool. Okay, so this, obviously, I wish I had to show you, but unfortunately, I'm sure you've worked out by this stage of the conference that we do not. We tried really, really hard to get a demo unit down, but it just wasn't the right timing. Lucky for us, we are Surface Hub markets in the world, and there are very few. So we will start to ship this device in January next year, and hopefully you've all heard about it, but I'm going to take you through it a little bit because it blows my mind. I just think it's absolutely amazing. So I'd like to talk just quickly about why we developed Surface Hub. So if you think of the kind of meeting room scenarios that you have today, you know, it takes such a long time to get your meeting up and running. So meeting room technology is quite far behind, and we worked out that on average, when you come and join a meeting, it takes 12 minutes of faffing around before the meeting actually begins. You know, that's 12 minutes of you going like, hey, has Steve joined the call? Or like, I can't see the slides, or the screen's back, or your voice is breaking up, can we start again? You know, 12 minutes, it's an insane waste of time, right? And so Surface Hub has been designed that you can just walk up to and press a go button. The other thing about how we work today is that 54% of meetings now have a remote participant. So it's over half of our meetings, someone's not in the room, which is fine because we're able to work from anywhere. But being a remote participant sucks. Like, you always feel like a second-class citizen. I swear every time, like, obviously I'm a talker, and every time I go to talk, I, like, come off mute, and someone in the room is, like, speaking over me, and I'm like, hey, I'm here, like, give me a chance to talk. You do feel like a second-hand citizen, being a remote participant. And so Surface Hub is designed to solve this so that you really feel like you're in the room. And the devices we looked at today as well, they're all incredible devices, but they're all for individual productivity, right? So we've got great collaboration tools. You know, we've got Skype for Business, we've got OneNote, we've got OneDrive for Business and SharePoint. But at the end of the day, you sit in front of your PC, you do something on your own, and then you share that with someone else. Yet the way that we're working today is all about collaboration. It's all about coming together in team meetings, team projects, doing stuff together and getting it done. Yet we do it on our PC on our own. It just doesn't add up. And so Surface Hub came out of that. It's about unlocking the power of group productivity. And it comes in two configurations. There's an 55-inch screen and then an 84-inch screen, which I only just realized how incredibly massive that is because I saw a 70-inch screen downstairs and I was like, Surface Hub is 84 inches. It's huge. It's preposterous. So huge screens, beautiful, interactive, immersive touchscreen devices that'll come either on a wall mount, on a fixed floor mount, or on a rolling floor mount. So a variety of ways in which you can set them up in your business. So it's a 4K display. It has integrated speakers, dual cameras. So when you're coming up, you know, coming to see this beautiful screen and you need to do a Skype meeting, you just one touch of the button, pull in Skype, pull in video conferencing. The cameras are designed to be quite at eye level, so you can have some kind of eye contact when you're engaging with the person on the other end of the line. You can pull in OneNote, you can start to annotate. So the Surface Hub does ship with two rechargeable pens. And another awesome thing about Hub is that you can have up to three touch points at any single time. So, you know, if I'm over here, like, drawing something on, working something out on the screen, and someone else is over here, it's obviously not going to jump back and forth. You can have up to three people kind of annotating on the screen at the same time, which is awesome. I'm going to show a quick little video on Surface Hub, probably to do more justice to it than I can.
We want every meeting to be great, where things just click where ideas flow and work gets done. The problem is, technology hasn't been designed for the way we want to work together, until now. With Microsoft Surface Hub, you can unlock the power of the group. You can walk up and share your ideas on a canvas as big as your imagination. You can touch the data you need to make key decisions on the spot. And anyone can pick up a pen to help drive the conversation. It's a platform that brings the tools you rely on to the center of the discussion and lets you interact in new ways. Whenever you need, you can bring the right person into a critical session. Meetings become more engaging and productive, and you can take your ideas with you when you leave the room. So make every meeting great. Introducing Microsoft Surface Hub. Unlock the power of the group.
Cool. Okay, so it wouldn't be a device decision for Microsoft if I didn't at least mention HoloLens. Hopefully some of you guys had the chance to get along to the HoloLens session, which I think was earlier today, or maybe yesterday. And so some cool stuff said there, and again, we wish we had it to share with you at the moment, but it is coming. So HoloLens just, I can't even explain it that well, because it still feels to me like an absolute fairy tale. Like, it's so far beyond what I can even comprehend. But imagine a world in a few years' time where we're engaging with holograms as part of our regular activity. And it's insane to think of the kind of business opportunities that can come out of a piece of hardware like this. So I've got a quick video as well to do it more justice, and this video focuses specifically around the hardware and how it was created, so I'll just play that for you now.
The hardware allows us to take these visions, these ideas about these new products, and make it all real.
Imagine a computer that allows you to put your images anywhere, and you can interact with things as a combination of the real world and holograms.
You have a bunch of different systems that need to come together in one big symphony.
Every time you think you understand it, it's like peeling an onion. There's suddenly another layer of things which you suddenly realize, oh yeah, of course, we have to figure that out now.
We don't have room for error, we don't have room for drift, we don't have room for those normal things that happen in a device.
So it's working with these people across the world and bringing it all together into this brand new product.
We envisioned an all-in-one device that is untethered, with built-in batteries, hands-free, and floating audio.
You have to come up with a holographic processing unit because you're constantly producing data every single millisecond.
Visor lens is so complex. While it looks very simple and pure, it needs to accommodate so many requirements to see progressive content.
The audio components need to take in all of that information about where is my head, where am I looking, so that your brain knows that there's something real over there.
The enclosure wraps around the user's head to provide great weight distribution.
We have so many sensors on this product. To read all those in real time and to do that in a very power efficient way requires the power of what they develop with the new version of Windows.
We need to get the hardware just right so that we can sort of unleash that creativity in the world.
I think we have great ideas. I think when we get it out to developers, we're going to get hundreds of great ideas.
We want to get it out to people and show them, hey, this is real and this actually works. Now, let's see what you can do with it.
Cool. Okay, so I have some t-shirts and some caps. Do you guys want these or no? Yeah? Okay. I was told, you know, they really like free stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. Okay, so we'll do a little bit of a quizzing because we've got some time, and then obviously I'll be here if you want to ask me any questions at all. And they deliberately put me now so that if I finish early, then we can, you know, head down to Hub Happy Hour and have some drinks. So that was good. For a t-shirt, I love these t-shirts. What size does the Surface Hub screen comes in? Oh, do we have to raise hands? Yeah, you spot, Carol, and can you be my runner? Yeah. Thank you very much, Carol.
I don't know who just got that one, though.
Okay, I think there was a hand up the back. Oh, there, yeah. Okay, for a cap, Where is my Dell? How long is the battery life on the Dell XPS 13? Hands up. I think it's down the front. It's actually 11 hours and 17 minutes. 23 seconds. That part was a joke, so let's hope that doesn't go back to Dell. Okay. Next one, we're going to do a cap and a t-shirt and a Windows t-shirt. And we're going to do, what is the screen size on the Panasonic touchpad? This, you guys need to do a better job of this. Come on. Okay. Yep. 10.1. Oh, I was gonna give you the Panasonic. I was like, here you go. Next question for another hat and t-shirt combo. Blue, Windows and Surface. How sensitivity does the Surface Pen have? You guys are naming it. This is great. Go, Carol.
I don't even know.
And then I'll just start throwing the rest of them. Okay. Okay. I don't face with a cap. Please don't take me to HR. Thank you. We'll do one more question. Who remembers what the hinge of the Acer Aspire R13 is called? Oh, yeah. Easel? That was close. That was the Lenovo. Yep, easel aero hinge, this one. Very good, very good. And then I'll just throw the rest. No? Okay. But I can't throw it very far. So sorry up the back, you're completely disadvantaged. cool, well, that's me. Oh, you guys know this. Well done, Carol. For you, so check them out. Fill out the session evaluation. This was my first ever session at Ignite or anything like this, so go easy on me and give me constructive feedback. Really would like to know. And then come down if you want to chat, or I'll see you in Hub Happy Hour. Thank you very much.